A national gun violence prevention group is running a $1.5 million ad campaign in Colorado's competitive 6th congressional district, backing Democrat Jason Crow. That's more than they're spending on ad campaigns in any other state. The Republican incumbent, Mike Kaufman, is in turn airing his own gun-focused ad. KUNC's Lee Patterson has more on the push to make guns an issue in this race and others across the country.
The campaign is backed by a group called Giffords, named after Gabby Giffords, the former Arizona congresswoman who was shot in the head in 2011 and survived. In this TV ad, a mom and a daughter are texting. The daughter's at school, and there's someone with a gun. The mom writes that she's on her way. The daughter doesn't respond.
Mike Kaufman's NRA rating, A. Giffords PAC is responsible.
This election season, there are a lot of gun-related ads out there, especially ones pushing gun control. According to a Wall Street Journal analysis, so far this year, ads promoting stricter gun regulations have aired around 100,000 times across the country, compared to around 4,500 times in 2014. And Gabby Giffords, along with her husband, Captain Mark Kelly, are part of that effort.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Great to be here at this VFW.
We met in Aurora during a campaign stop last week. They're on a cross-country trip, stumping for 7 House candidates in 6 states, all Democrats and all veterans.
So we look for candidates that, first of all, that they might not definitely win, right? We want to be helpful. We want to get them. We want to be a part of getting them across the finish line.
Like here in Colorado's 6th congressional district, which is home to the 2012 Aurora theater shooting. The Columbine High School shooting happened nearby.
My name is Jason Crow, and I've come here to win this race and to move forward on gun violence prevention in this country.
Crow, the Democrat, isn't a single-issue candidate, but guns have come up at almost every one of his campaign events. He's done a TV ad, he's sent out mailers, including one about taking on the NRA. His argument is basically that his life experience gives him credibility.
I grew up a hunter.
And later, he became an Army Ranger.
And folks, there's a good reason why I didn't deer hunt with an AR-15. And why I didn't take my deer hunting rifle with me to Iraq and Afghanistan. They're different weapons. They were designed to do very different things. And I know that better than anybody.
Crow believes that the Second Amendment and gun control measures, like expanding background checks and limiting high-capacity magazines, can coexist. Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman is also a veteran, and his philosophy doesn't sound so different.
I respect the Second Amendment. I don't believe it's just about hunting. I believe it's about self-protection. But I believe in responsible gun ownership. There needs to be, I think, rational regulations to limit gun violence.
But the two emphasize different methods of dealing with the issue. In May, Kaufman introduced a bill that would help states fund red flag laws, allowing law enforcement to temporarily take guns away from someone in crisis. He also talks a lot about a program called Safe to Tell that helps students and others report someone who could be a threat. But generally, Kaufman says he's never been particularly focused on guns.
I get that it's going to be a focus on this campaign more because of my opponent than anything else.
I asked him about the Giffords organization getting involved in his district.
First of all, I think they believe in the issue. I mean, obviously, I have differences with them, but I think they passionately believe in gun control. And they also see an opportunity to flip the House. They're gun control advocates, but they're also staunch progressives.
Gun control has not always been a winning issue in Colorado. After the Aurora theater shooting, state lawmakers passed a package of gun control laws. In response, 2 Democratic senators were voted out of office in a recall election, which was the first in Colorado's history. Nationally, the episode became a symbol for the heated debate over gun control. But Captain Mark Kelly, he thinks that this time around, gun control...
What do you want to bet it wins this time?
Because, he says...
Just look at what's happened in the last 18 months, right? You have the Pulse nightclub shooting, followed by about a year later, the shooting in Las Vegas, worst mass shooting in our country's history. A month or 6 weeks after that, the shooting in Sutherland Springs at the church, and then Parkland.
But it can be hard to predict how people will react to the messaging around gun issues. After that new ad aired, the one with the mother and the daughter texting, some said that it too closely mirrored a real school shooting that happened in Colorado back in 2006. And ultimately, The Giffords organization decided to make changes to that ad. Lee Patterson, KUNC.